Hey there, thanks for listening. I am Wouter Vertogen and this is the Freelancer Talk, a show where freelancers, artists, creators and entrepreneurs share their stories, struggles and best lessons learned while launching and managing their own businesses. Hello, all you freelancers. Welcome back to a brand new season of the Freelancer Talk podcast. I am your host, Wouter Vertogen, and I'm super excited that you guys are tuning in for the first episode of this new season, season number 2. I am excited to start. I have made some changes, and there is a great amount of incredible guests coming up on this season that are joining me for podcasts and discussions, which I'm super excited about. And I did want to tell you guys a little bit about the changes before we are diving into today's topic and before I'm announcing today's guests. There's only one guest. What I wanted to tell you guys is that the Freelancer Talk podcast is now a website on its own, so you can head over to www.thefreelancertalkpodcast.com. I know it's quite a lot, but I will just share the link down below in the show notes. Basically, you will find all the episodes there. You can subscribe to all your favorite podcasting platforms there. You can leave ratings. You can write reviews. You can buy me a coffee to make as making a donation to the show, because of course I am still doing this all for free. I'm not being paid for any of this yet, so that would be a way to basically support the show. But on top of that, you can also leave me a voice note, and that is a new feature that I am announcing right now for this season, is that you guys have some say in what I am going to talk about on the podcast. Basically, you can send me a voice note, ask me a question, or make a suggestion for a topic to be discussed on the Freelancer Talk. And by asking a question, you can be featured on the show. And then I will, of course, devote the entire episode towards answering your question or towards your topic suggestion. So you guys have a say. And the Freelancer Talk podcast is now also available for streaming on YouTube. So you can just simply subscribe to the channel, which is called The Freelancer Talk, and stream on YouTube if you prefer doing that. I am going to do some more video stuff later on this year, which I'm very excited about. I'm changing this whole community setting because I have a big vision for the Freelancer Talk for in later on in the year. So make sure you also stay tuned and stay up to date by signing up to our monthly digest newsletter, which you can also find down below. And of course, join our Facebook group. And yeah, of course, leave that review. That would really help the Freelancer Talk establish a better ranking in the world of podcasts. And, you know, I want to get my podcast out there. So, and also I want to know what you guys think of the podcast. So, yeah, you know, like, I would love to hear some feedback from you guys. Now, I was thinking, like, first episode of the second season, it's still the beginning of the year, what do we talk about? And I was like, you know, we're going to talk about goal setting, because it's the beginning of the year, maybe you have made some goals already, but also you might want to fine-tune it, or you might want to revisit them still in the beginning, because you can make some tweaks to your goals. So I was thinking, you know, let's talk about goal setting. This is just like a great way to start the season off. And to talk about goal setting today, I have invited Lauren from Nelly Marketing. And I am really excited that you are the first guest of the season. And thank you for being on the podcast, and thank you for doing this. And I'm super excited to have you on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And you are in Israel and I'm in the Netherlands, and this is like just really cool. And you're like in quarantine, I think, also still at the moment, right?
I am in isolation right now, having just returned from abroad. So it's precautionary isolation, but everything's fine.
Oh my God. So it's the perfect time to record a podcast. And actually today's podcast is the first. It's like a two-part podcast. So next week we're talking about another topic, but also again together. And so I think we're diving a little bit like straight into the goal setting. What, like,
great.
Where do you start with setting goals? If I ask this to you, like, I want to make goals, where do I start?
Oh, that's a tough question. Look, so many people have so many different approaches to how they set goals, especially as a freelancer. For me, it was really important that I had my, I'd say, medium to long-term goal in sight, which was establish and grow a business. But actually, it's really important that when you're growing a business from scratch, that you have to focus on the incremental goals as well. So the small steps as to how you're going to get there. I always think of it as a sports person. If they want to eventually run a marathon, they have to do the training in order to then eventually run a marathon. Yeah. Or if they want to win gold at the Olympics, they have to train and go through the various rounds until they get to the final heat. So it's really important that although you may have your long-term goals in mind, actually those short-term and incremental goals are so, so important. So thinking about where it is that you want to be and what you might have achieved in the first 3 months of launching your business. But remember, you've got to have got through all the pre-launch work first as well. So it's kind of working out, okay, in a year's time or in 3 years' time, where do I want my business to have taken me? But right now, how can I get the first 3 months? Because it's very common with small businesses that it doesn't always take off and start off very successfully. So it's really important that you focus on those first couple of months to then enable you to start heading towards the medium to long-term goals. So that's where I would always start.
And I think that's a very valid way of starting. And I just wanted to like immediately like give you your own business as an example, because I think that's always the best to like actually use examples. Now you are a marketeer. I don't know. I was confused a little bit.
Marketeer.
And you started your own business, Nelly Marketing, recently, but you did do a lot of work prior to that. So when you said to yourself, I want to create an online business this year. That was maybe your goal, like for last year, probably. What were those like short-term goals then, for example? Because that is a long-term goal. What was your short-term goal, for example?
Okay, so the first thing was to actually launch the business. That was the very first thing, because that takes time, that takes effort, that takes resource. It might take some form of investment. So actually it was to even just get the business going. And the pre-launch work is so, so important, particularly for a freelancer who is very often on their own.
Yeah.
So finding the time to do it, I utilized the opportunity of being in lockdown to actually take the time. I have more time on my hands than I probably ever will. So why not? Let's try launching the business now. So that's where it all started. So my first thing was actually launch the business. And with that comes, when is the right time to launch it? Is your business time sensitive with it? Are you in a peak time for it? Looking at competitors and seeing, is there something that I should be doing, and analyzing the competition and making sure that you then launch the right time. So it's all about, firstly, it was launching at the right time. The second thing was then actually, okay, now I have to get some clients on my portfolio. How do I do that, and where do I start? So that all started with just getting my name out there. And a lot of that, as a marketeer, it's slightly easier because I know how to market. Of course, but it's always much more difficult to market yourself than it is to market someone else. So it was then, okay, let's get my name out there. So I started with creating an online presence for myself and just started that purely through social media and just started to message people that I knew, my connections, both business connections and that I'd networked through over my 8 years of professional working experience, right through to personal connections as well. And just letting people know that Nelly Marketing is now out there and what are the services that I offer. And for me, it was really important that I had a very clear idea in my mind who my audience was. Because it's very easy to just go out and start doing everything, but really it's about being quite targeted in your approach and making sure that you're attracting the right audiences, which was definitely one of my goals, to make sure that I was attracting the right type of clients and not just any client.
Did you want to say something more, or that was
And then the next thing was just to build the portfolio out from that. And if I could, it'd be nice to make some money off the back of it.
I mean, I think that's also why you create a business, you know, like you got to earn.
But it's really important that people know, you know, I approached people and said, could I maybe just do this for you? You know, as a bit of a favor to try and build more my portfolio. And I think that's okay. There's obviously a line that you don't cross. You don't just accept any kind of free work for people. But I think it's really important that, with so much competition, if you can do something on a smaller scale for someone and add them to your portfolio, that's definitely a good tactic.
I think
And I think what you also just said, like in the beginning, like that you just don't go, you know, like you set your long-term goals, you set your 5-year goals, your 10-year goals, your 1-year goal, but it's also good to like set your 3-month goal. And for example, what I did, I mean, I haven't launched a business. I'm still like working my way up to that. Well, I just gave away something, but that's okay. But anyway, like I was like, I'm going to start with this podcast and I'm just going to do this podcast and start growing it, but I didn't really say like how big I wanted it to grow anything. What my goal was to just create a podcast every Tuesday that there was a podcast online, which is already like a hard thing, you know? But it's good to just also set these specific, set these short-term goals, but then also the type of goals. What type of goals do you set? And that's what I wanted to ask you, like what are the characteristics from a goal, because there's a lot of people who are like, I want 2,000 Instagram followers, but then, you know, like, what do you really reach with that goal? Will they become customers? Because maybe not all of those 2,000, you know, like, what should a goal be?
Okay, so there's obviously the marketing theory of SMART goals, which after the few things we've both just mentioned, it actually, you can see how easily it can be applied. So the first one is that your goals have to be specific.
Yeah.
And that's actually a really tough one. I always actually end up doing that last, which even though it's the first letter of the acronym, it's really hard to make your goal very specific because there's so much that you want to do. But that's okay because you can list as many as you need to, but it's being very, very specific about what it is that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
Then that leads into the M, which is measurable. So having some kind of measurement. Is that your 2,000 Instagram followers, like you just mentioned? Is that you want a 5% engagement rate, albeit that's quite high when you first kick off a channel? Or is it that you want to make X amount of money by a certain date? And those, that KPI of when you want to make it happen is also part of the M for measurable.
Yeah.
Then you've got A, which is achievable. Is the goal you're setting actually achievable? Are you likely to achieve it? Now, of course, we can all be ambitious, and sometimes I think the A can also stand for ambitious. And I think that's fine to be ambitious, but you've got to also make sure that it is relatively achievable to some extent.
Which the
R of being realistic. Are your goals realistic? Is it likely that you're going to achieve something? Now, of course, push the boundaries a little bit and test yourself. Why not? But is it realistic that in the first 3 months you could grow your Instagram by 2,000 people?
Yeah.
Probably. You really work for it.
Yeah. I think also like with the A, like the achievable, also like is it acceptable? Like is the goal
Absolutely. Actually,
can you accept this goal? You know, like, can you accept the challenge? And then exactly what you said, like, is that challenge realistic? You know, it's, and then we have the last number, the last letter is the T.
We have the T.
Yeah.
Which is time sensitive. A few people change it slightly. I've always just said time, but
yeah,
it's wet leading in again to the measurement. In which period of time do you want to be achieving this goal? Is it your 3-month goal? Is it your Q1? That is 3 months. Sorry. Is it your half year? Is it your full year? You know, in what time period do you want to achieve it? And for me, especially pre-launch, I had weekly goals. I had things that I needed to achieve every week if I wanted to launch by the date that I'd set that date for.
Yeah.
So they're the five. I actually have an additional 4 letters that I throw in, which is really important, especially as a freelancer and as a small business. So the first one is C, which is clear. And I think it's just really important that your goals are not, that they're simplified, that they're clear. If you're potentially working with one or two other people, that everyone is clear about what you're achieving. They're not ambiguous in any way.
And it's about that sense of clarity, I guess, you know, also for yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Then you've got the A. So I call it capped, C-A-P-D. You've got the A, which is appealing. Is this actually interesting? You know, to the other people in your business, are we likely to find this interesting? Is what we're trying to achieve appealing to our audience? So that's really important to consider. Then you've got P, which is personal. Now, I think this is so important. It's all around your personal fulfillment. Is this going to give me a personal sense of achievement? Now, I know that sounds a bit silly because anything you put into your business should be giving you personal fulfillment. It's yours. It's your baby. You own it. But actually, yeah, I think it's really important that you get something out of this as well, personally. And then the final one is D, which is directional. If you don't know where you're going, how on earth is anyone else going to know? So I think sometimes it's okay to just take a step back and say, well, this is all a bit too much. In which direction are we headed? Okay, well, if it's going to take 5 months to get there, what can we do each month in the run up to that to make sure we keep looking forward and keep pushing forward? And even achieving one little thing every day to get there is better than taking two steps backwards.
Yeah. I think these four that you have added, the CAPD, I think they are so valid for, you know, like what you said, especially for freelancers, because also we do everything ourselves. So it's not that we are part of like a massive, massive company that they give direction and that, you know, like you just develop the goals within, but that actually we are in charge over everything. And this thing, what you said, like make it personal, that it's so important because as a freelancer, you own your own business. You are your own business. It's personal no matter what. So when you set your goals, make sure exactly that you relate to those goals on a personal level as well. If you just want to have 200, if you want to gain, I don't know, 2,000 Instagram followers, and for you, it's actually, it doesn't really matter, then that should maybe not be your goal for the year. And I keep saying this 2,000 Instagram followers because freelancers very much when we talk online, they have these goals for getting more audience and followers, but there is goals in all kinds of levels, of course. But these, how many letters are there? There's like eight,
nine.
There's nine letters, but for sure, when you, I mean, 100% sure when you follow all these letters, you come up with a goal that you're like, okay, this I can work with for sure.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important with this theory that when you follow this, it's not linear. If you want to write the goal and do the A, the R, the T, and then come back to the M and then the S, I think that's absolutely fine. And that's really important that it's not a linear theory.
Yeah.
It's these are all the elements. And as long as you can look back and say, yeah, my goals tick all these boxes, it doesn't matter in which order you use the letters.
Yeah. And I think also goals change over time, and what you said, it's not linear also in the way of like when a business grows, like sometimes you find new places, sometimes you leave places, parts, areas, so your goals also change over time. So I think what I always want to say and try to say and also do myself is always kind of, and it's also this thing of like the measurable part along the way, also kind of like evaluate your goals and see, look at the measures, like is it achievable still, or are you going into a different direction? Do you like need to tune your goal a little bit? It's good to keep evaluating all the time. Yeah,
absolutely. It's so, so important to make sure that they're measurable, and they might change. So if you need to adapt one and think, okay, well, it's been 3 months and I haven't quite achieved that one goal I thought, what can I do to make it, to make sure that I achieve it in the next month or 3 months?
Yeah. What do you have to do to still do that? So let me ask you, what are your 2021 goals for Nelly Marketing?
My 2021. So I'm really fortunate that it's started very successfully and I've got some really great clients on board. Of course, I'd love to build out that portfolio a lot more. I'd love to obviously retain the loyal clients that I already do have as well, which is a whole other marketing strategy to make sure that you keep, you know, you're retaining your customers and your clients. And the other one for me is that I want to keep ensuring that I'm establishing and growing my online presence. So I want to make sure that I'm maximizing my exposure online, and that just, you know, it gives you another pathway for people to come and reach you. And it would obviously be nice to make a little bit more money to show that all the investment that I'm making in the business is reciprocated.
It's great that you're talking about, you know, like establishing a better online presence, because next week we will dive into this and we'll just like go fully into establishing an online presence, because there's a lot of people who have trouble with this. So next week's episode, guys, is together with Lauren on establishing an online presence. So we'll dive into that later. And that's actually also one of my goals this year, like to try and establish a better online presence. I said I started this podcast and I got like an Instagram account, and I kind of like didn't really do anything with it. And I was like, okay, you're gonna have to do something with it. So now things are growing. I don't know. I'm excited about things happening. But I think your goals sound very interesting. But also that I just want to tell to you guys who are listening, like when you take a look at your goals from you, Lauren, from Nanny Marketing, she's not setting like crazy, unachievable goals. She's like, you know, make some money on the side. It's also not that concrete yet, but she's also in the beginning of launching her business, which is, I don't know, if you start a business and you were like, I want to do 200K in the first year. It's like, okay, this might not happen, you know, this is okay. I love it that you're humble towards your own goals. I think I posted that in my newsletter in 2020, the last newsletter that I send out. If you guys are not part of my newsletter, make sure you subscribe to it down below. In the show notes, you'll find the link. But I wrote, be kind and be humble to yourself when setting goals for 2021. Because, and you do this by following these 9 letters, basically. It's about the achievable, because, you know, the worst thing is that you set this crazy goal for yourself, and at the end of the year, you miserably fail and you don't get energy out of that. You feel like, okay, I just sucked, you know, like that's also not what you want to do. So your goals are so humble, and I think that's incredible to be like that to yourself. It's like you're very honest with yourself as well, I think.
Thank you. And of course the goals I gave were just very, very top line. You know, if I was to go in and actually give you the whole SMART and CAPT theory and really break it down for you, of course there's a lot more detail behind them. But again, you know, 2020 was a crazy year. I only launched a business a few months ago, and 2021, we don't know what's going to happen in 2021 and how things are going to change. But
Oh my God.
The beauty now is that the world has learned to work virtually, and that means that it's okay to have virtual meetings. Of course, we want the human interaction, but that's okay to have virtual meetings, and expectations have changed. I think as long as we take the world as it is now and try and use that to our advantage and use it to adapt accordingly, and it might take a bit longer. My goals are definitely taking longer to achieve because of that.
Yeah.
But it means that, you know, in the next 3 months, I know what it is that I want to achieve, then the 6, and then the full year. So it's exciting.
Incredible. I have to redo my goals a little bit. I don't know. I wrote some stuff down, but I never, because I was so busy with other stuff. So actually after this episode, I am going to go and really specifically write down my goals. I think I did, but I don't really know where I did it anymore. Sometimes I have so many files open in my computer and I lose everything.
And, you know, I think just one more thing to mention, that I think it's really important that you take those goals, and it's okay to share them with someone that either does understand your business, but also someone that might not completely understand your business, and say, does that seem realistic to you? Because it's very hard that we're sometimes so overly consumed when it's our business. We live and breathe it every day. We're fully responsible for it. It's our baby. And sometimes we become a bit blinded by it. So to ask someone that's not directly related to your business, say, what do you think about these? I'm not talking necessarily about ones that are about how much money you're going to make, because they don't see your balance sheet, but to ask them, what do you think about this? It's okay to get a secondary opinion, or from someone else that might be setting their own goals. And I think that's a way that you can really learn.
Yeah. I have one thing that I wanted to say to all the listeners, is most of them are all freelancers. And I think one of the goals that you should be setting is to, I mean, I have kind of two. There is one, which is networking. And I think that is something that most freelancers forget, while actually networking is key to being a freelancer almost. You've got to network, and that will give you, you know, like jobs and possibilities and opportunities in the end. So I think a lot of people focus a lot on these numbers, on income, on sales, or on just exposure or a following gain, like gain of audience, stuff like that. But I also think as a freelancer, it's very important to invest in networking and have that as one of your goal. And you see also a lot is changing online. People are not just like selling things or whatever. You see companies creating communities a lot. So I think one of these things, when you also have an online presence, is to not see your people as just followers, but as more like fans and people to have conversations with, to create a community. So these two things networking and community building should be part of your goals, which are maybe something that you cannot really necessarily measure that, I think, but it's still an important goal as a freelancer to have, like, in your, down your list somewhere. What do you think about these things that I just said now?
No, I completely agree. And the networking is to obviously build your network and connections, but also to learn from them. I think if you were trying to find a way to measure them, you could set yourself a goal to network with 5 new people per month.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really simple way that you could measure it. I've gone out on different Facebook groups in this country where I'm in different networking Facebook groups for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And I've had some virtual coffees with people, and it's been really nice just to understand what they do. And sometimes there's no way that we can actually help each other from a work perspective, but to understand as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, what it is that I can do or how I can do something small, and that burning question that I haven't been able to find online. And what was your experience, and just learning from people's experience?
That's,
I think,
awesome.
Is so incredibly important. So
yeah,
I completely agree.
It's kind of like what I'm doing is I'm having like these networking sessions and just like gaining knowledge through recording podcasts. For me, like, starting this podcast was like just for me to ask people to come and join, and you to join. It's so great, and it's just nice to also hear from someone else how they're doing and what their advices are. And yeah, I mean, I do it a little bit in a podcast setting, but what you do, like, have online coffees, that sounds so great and so cool. It's just, I don't know, I want this Corona thing to finish, but I think we all have that. So we just got to do it online, you know? And if 2020 taught us one thing, the world can go on virtual.
Absolutely.
Period. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think that was just mainly, when we talk about goals, especially, you know, in marketing, the way is like the SMART goals, and you added four letters next to that. And I think really when you want to set goals, these are the steps that you got to take. But what you said, they don't need to be linear. But I do think that this will give you a structure when you think about goal setting. Do you have any other like goal setting advice that you could think of, like what helped you in while setting your goals, for example?
I think the first one is, I touched on this already, but don't be afraid to be a little bit ambitious. I'm very much someone that's not afraid to say that, the whole test and learn theory. So okay, I'll try something, and if it doesn't work, at least I can say I've tried it.
Yeah.
And I think that's also really important, particularly the way the world is right now, where we're unsure where it's going and how long we're going to be in these kind of situations. And I think just utilizing resources and free resources that are available online for things, and just learn as much as you can, because the more you learn, the more you can invest in your business in a non-financial way. Because as a freelancer, it's quite intimidating and quite pressurizing to think, oh, I need to be spending all this money and investing so much money to get this business started, when actually there's a lot of free resources online that you can be using that can really then either help you identify new goals that you need to achieve or help you achieve your goals that you already have. So I think just spend the time to search for them. I always block out at least an hour in my day to A, catch up on live admin, but also spend at least 10 minutes of that time researching and looking online about what the latest trends are, reading up on things and looking at what else is out there and what courses I can jump on, what webinars I can join.
Yeah.
And I think just investing that time in yourself should be your own personal goal, if nothing else.
I agree 100%. So that I started this podcast in the beginning a little bit more like for freelance artists, but now it's been like growing to all kinds of freelancers, basically, which I love, because that's also what I want with this podcast. But, you know, like, I just wanted to really quickly address the artist freelance scene, because I know it's super hard right now and there is not a lot of jobs out there. So you might think like, oh my God, how can I set goals? Like, how can I do well? How can I get work? And I think just for all those people who are struggling in this time and in the lockdown and they're out of work, I think set yourself some not necessarily like goals for, okay, I need to earn this much or whatever, but review your website, review your social media things, take time to really review all of these things. And then you like set a goal that you review things, for example, and that you like change the way you think you do things. And I think also what I, for example, did is that I looked at my long-term life goal, and I'm not going to be a dancer until I'm like 55. You know, that was never my plan. So I looked further in life, and from that point I saw, okay, there's things that I want to do. So I added them in right now, because it's exactly what you said. We have quite some time at the moment. So that was just for a lot of artists out there. Just, I think it's also a good time to evaluate. And then from that point on, to start setting goals. I think it's always when you set goals, you start with, where are you now, right? Like, otherwise you cannot set goals, I guess.
Absolutely. Where are you now? And I think it's just really important to stay optimistic. It's very easy to very quickly fall into the trap of, I'm never going to achieve this goal. Okay, well, maybe it didn't hit the R. Maybe it wasn't quite as realistic as you thought it would have been. So how can we tweak it a bit and make sure that you can achieve it in some way going forward? But I think just stay optimistic and just keep pushing forward. That's why I threw the D in there for the directional, is just keep looking forward. And even if you just do one thing a day that you can tick off your to-do list, or to push your business forward a tiny bit more, then you've achieved something today.
I think that's a wonderful thing to kind of like close this episode off with what you just said. I'm not even going to repeat it, but just to let you guys know, Lauren will be back next week. We're going to talk about establishing an online presence, which, you know, what we said, 2020 taught anything is that the world keeps going online. Like, it's a virtual world. So establishing an online presence as a freelancer and as an entrepreneur is like so important. There's a lot of questions there. There's a lot of areas that we're going to touch. So make sure you guys, if you're listening now for the first time to the podcast, make sure you also like follow the podcast on whatever platform that you're using, because then you will be notified when next week the new episode will drop together with Nelly Marketing. Together with Lauren. I'm going to call you sometimes Nelly. I'm like, you're not Nelly. You're Lauren from Nelly Marketing. Yes.
It's okay. People do. Nelly or Lauren's fine.
Wow, it's great. But thank you so much for being here with me today and talking about goal setting. I think really this gave a lot of like good insights for a lot of people. And yeah, so what I said before, be humble to yourself when you set your goals. I think that is like one thing that I want to repeat. And for now, depending on where you are listening, make sure you rate the podcast, write a review. You can follow the Freelancer Talk on Instagram, on Facebook. You can also join our Facebook group where we all connect with all kinds of freelancers, and you can talk to each other, which is what I really would love to do, is to create this community of freelancers from all over the world that can, you know, like help each other and ask each other things. So make sure you also become a member of this community. And of course, if you are listening to the podcast on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the channel and give the video a like. And I think that was it from my side. I hope you guys are all good these days, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
All right. Ciao, ciao, guys.